weird.
Sports!
Go, go sports!
Play ball!
Slam ball is a full contact sport.
Rowan Thompson.
Try and get back in two, or we go in a rotationary triple. We can tweak.
Welcome!
Hello.
No! Absolutely not. Hello and welcome to Tertiary Sports, a podcast when we decide to burp, we do not turn into the mic. My name is Reed.
My name is Sam.
And we are professional podcasters. And we are your Outsider Sports.
Sports Outsider
Podcast. And this week we have a very special Sam today.
We have a very, very special Sam.
I upgraded the Sam package I was getting. And now you'll notice that he is 10% louder and 3% funnier.
Hi.
Ah!
I have a sport for you.
You have a sport for me. That's weird.
Why?
Because an old lady flagged me down and told me that you had a sport for me today. Just driving down, old lady stopped me in the car. She said,
was it the old lady upstairs? She's fucking weird.
She's weird. Well, she was out there hitting wood with a butter knife.
Oh, good.
She was splitting it, which was alarming.
It's a powerful old lady.
She's a powerful, strong woman. Gotta love them. She is alarming, though.
She was very alarming.
She's really, really alarming. But Sam's...
It's kind of her old shtick. Anyway.
Sport. Enough about the weird little town we have a podcast in. You can get that other places. Get up with a sport.
Okay. Join me in the land... of 1999.
Okay, I'm there.
You're there.
Tamagotchi.
Pokemon.
Dunkaroos.
Bionicles.
Bionicles? I feel like that was late. I think it was like 2003.
Really? I guess I was like very much 5 years old when it hit 2000. So yeah, that makes sense.
1999, a good vintage. I was two.
So 1999,
2000.
2000?
Bionicles came out in 2000.
Ah, okay.
Mason Gordon. That's a weird... Mason Gordon?
Yeah, two first names.
Don't trust him.
Mason Gordon, who was working at the time for Tallinn/Robbins Productions, inspired by video games, Gordon sketched an idea on a napkin for a sport that combined several existent ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Normally, I have a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm the one who does the research. I don't know this one.
He approached his boss, movie and television producer, Mike Tallinn.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good old Mikey.
Oh, Mikey.
Liked the idea and thought that Gordon was, quote, onto something. Something that apparently needed quotes.
Okay.
Tallinn helped finance the construction of a prototype court.
Okay.
In East Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
A warehouse.
Uh-huh. Okay, so a big court. Holy shit. Hold on.
6 months later, Gordon then tried to convince street basketball players to test his new idea.
I know. What the fuck?
He wanted to find skilled, strong players who could compete comfortably while launching off trampolines and crashing into each other in midair.
So this is basketball too.
Reed, I'd like to introduce you to Clambake Incident Episode 8, titled Come On and Slam.
That's right.
Welcome to Slam Ball.
Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam.
Everybody get up. Yeah.
Five recruits, James Willis, Sean Jackson, David Redmond, Michael Goldman, and Jeff Sheridan.
Honestly, straight up, the astronauts of their age.
Trained with Gordon to produce the first slam ball games. Slam ball is a form of basketball played with four trampolines in front of each net.
It's a lot of trampolines.
In
front of each, so eight trampolines overall.
Yeah, so you've got the net and then four trampolines kind of underneath it.
Okay.
And then like regular ass basketball court, and then on the other net, same deal.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wild.
Honestly, something I would very much
absolutely would try, and probably, Sam,
yeah,
break my knee.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, these guys got hurt a fuck ton.
Yeah, and they were seemingly professional basketball players.
While slam ball is based on basketball,
mm-hmm,
as they call it.
As
the youth call it. It is very much a contact sport.
Well, okay.
With blocks, collisions, and rough physical play a part of the game.
Well, okay, so how much control you have? Okay, you are 6 feet off the ground. Someone else is 6 feet off the ground. What happens, happens, I feel like.
Yeah. Yup. It is straight up like football, ice hockey. Very tough.
Oh, so very contacty.
Very contacty. Like, people will be like bouncing off of trampolines and just full on tackling people into the sidelines. It's insane. I imagine people break a rib every game.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
First played in Los Angeles, the game gained attention from street basketball players in the area. Within a year, 400 people had been enlisted as potential players.
Okay.
Open tryouts were held, and the number of players based on athletic ability, body control, court awareness, etc., reducing numbers to about 60.
Sam.
Yeah.
We would not have made the cut.
No, dude.
We would be out
in like the second out.
I was going to say, you're out 399, I'm 398. There's probably someone ahead of us, but not by much.
Wow. In 2002, Slam Ball made its television debut on Paramount Network. Six teams. The Bouncers, Diablos, Mob, Rumble, Slashers, and Steel.
Mm-hmm. Is it Detroit Steel? I bet.
It's like Take Steel.
Oh.
They played in the inaugural season. Former NBA All-Star Reggie Theus served as a studio co-host and color commentator, which is something I would do.
So, Sam?
Yeah, yellow.
To be a color commentator.
Brown.
Kind of raising my point. You have to know how the game is played.
I think that gives me feelings of blue.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's really yellow of you.
Hey, don't steal my fucking job. Don't take my fucking job.
I'll make you red right here, boy. I'm going to make the inside red, outside red if you're not careful. I'm going to butt in. I'm amazed. And this is the first sport where I'm like, I would watch. That's not true. I'd watch all of these.
Dude, there's.
But this one, this seems awesome.
There are TikToks today of Slam Ball. And I highly recommend just going on TikTok. Google.
Googling on TikTok.
Google on TikTok.
We're youth. We're young. Yeah, no, I was on the TikToks earlier. You know, you Google it on the Google.
Yeah, you Google it on the TikToks right in there. And you put a filter on it. I think the thing that sums it up the most is that there's just this dude that, like, jumps up, dunks a ball, and then the other guy is so angry at him because it's a super contact sport. He's just, like, grabbing his ankles and, like, trying to pull him down from the, from the net.
Okay.
It's super
weird. Do they wear pads?
They wear elbow and knee pads.
So
and that
not
is
really.
It.
No.
No. No, dude. There's so many injuries. They should be wearing like full body armor.
Yeah. That's Slam Ball 2.0.
Yeah.
Slam Ball with a Z.
Maybe horses?
Maybe horses. One horse, actually. Just the one. Unaffiliated.
You have to leap over it to dunk.
No, one horse, constant defense. Doesn't matter for what side. No one is allowed to score in this horse's eyes.
After the second season in 2003, Mason Gordon and Turner Television Network had a disagreement and the league was dissolved.
The end. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Man, what a, just a, it's like watching a sunset at noon.
5 years later.
Oh, thank God.
The league resurfaced for one more season.
Okay. Holy shit. That's a movie. That's a movie. I want to make it. I want to be part of it. Of just... What's the guy's name?
Mason Gordon.
Mason Gordon has been living in a cabin in the Adirondacks by himself, just hunting and trapping. And there, someone comes up. Who is it? Larry Bird. Larry Bird says,
Mason, we need you. I don't know what Larry Bird's. We need Slam Ball in the world today.
I don't do that anymore. I'm retired. That's me, Mason Gordon, and my middle name is Allen. Mason Allen Gordon.
What if I slid you a picture over this table without revealing it to the camera?
God damn it, I'm in.
In Italy, Slam Ball made its debut on Italia 1 on the 16th of July in 2007. In 2008, Slam Ball began planning for a new season. In the 2008 season championship, the Slashers defeated the Rumble. The season aired on Australia's One HD and Fuel TV.
Okay. Okay. So this is like internationally televised.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of this going on.
Wow. How do I not? Because we've all seen clips of this, I think, but like how?
I would assume. It's honestly incredible.
Yeah. I don't even have any jokes. I just want to watch it.
You really need more pads. Like that was my takeaway was like, you just need to live in a cube while you play this.
We call him Sam the Cube Blackman.
Rules and regulations. Scoring is achieved by putting the ball into the net at the opponent's end of the court for points.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Shocking.
That sounds a lot like another sport. I guess like a lot of them. Now that I've said that as a joke, most sports.
A successful score can be worth 2 points if the ball is thrown through the hoop. Slam dunks are three-pointers.
Okay. Okay.
Four players from each team out of an 8 to 10 player roster Maybe on the court at one time.
So four, you say?
Four.
I mean, okay, I was going to be like, that doesn't seem like a lot, but I don't want a ton of dudes flying through the air. I get that now.
Yeah. No, yeah. It is like this. Hey, if you're going to play this, get better health insurance.
Mm.
Or move out of America and everything's $7.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
Substitutions are unlimited. And you need that.
Yeah.
If all your players are going to die, there's always a doctor.
And I bet that dude, or woman,
uh-huh,
is probably the most tired person on the planet.
Probably. Playing regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Games are played in 4 5-minute quarters. Reed, have you ever been to a trampoline park?
Yes.
Imagine playing basketball on a trampoline park for 5 minutes at a time.
Oh, no, I'm winded thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way. No, I would be over on the corner, like, dry heaving out Gatorade. Like,
yep.
Wow.
The game commences with a bounce off in which the ball is bounced to center court.
Damn it. I was hoping it was just who could bounce higher. I think that would be way funnier.
That would be amazing.
I'll give him a call.
Only one timeout for the game.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I guess it's a short game, but like with basketball and whatnot, 5 minutes will last 20 minutes.
Yeah. So I have a diagram here.
Okay. Oh, wow. Look at that.
So each of the squares, there's one trampoline directly under the net, one like directly in front of it, mm-hmm, in front of the first one, mm-hmm, and then one to either side.
And is the ground must be, it's nice. Is it?
Yeah, no, it's a regular basketball court.
What?
Other than that. Yeah. You fucking die. Around the trampoline, they have like pads.
Well, okay. That's better, but not much.
Yeah, no, dude, it is very much like the entire court should be padded, because if you get checked while midair,
you're going 30 feet.
You like wind up on wood. Like, they need helmet. They need something.
Wow.
In any case, I think I'm just going to skip fouls.
That's fine.
They're really pretty loosey-goose.
Well, Sam,
it's like fighting or arguing with officials gets you a technical foul, and 2 technical fouls is a disqualification. That's really all there is to it.
So there's not a ton in the way
of
penalties or safety equipment or rules surrounding that.
You can't check in the back.
Okay. Good.
And you can't check someone before the dribble has begun. Equipment, as you saw in the picture,
a lot of trampolines.
It's a ball. It's no padding. And it's a bunch of players and trampolines.
This might be the most unsafe sport we've covered.
Oh, yeah.
I extreme ironing, situationally, very dangerous.
You would be very challenged to find a more dangerous sport, unless it's just like bare knuckle boxing.
I do actually have one I think might take the cake, but
I am interested.
Oh, don't worry.
Each trampoline, to give you an idea of how big this fucking court is,
mm-hmm,
each trampoline, and there's 4 of them, on each side, measure 7 by 14.
Okay. That's a big space.
Yeah. So a minimum of like, I think 28 feet wide.
Okay. Yeah. At least.
Yeah. And then like a whole court.
So big.
Big. Slam ball launches in China.
Oh, and I bet they love it. Because I love it.
In 2015, slam ball resurfaced in China after what appeared to be an extended courtship with the Chinese government and community at large. New slam ball facilities began construction throughout China. Eventually, the new partnership with Chinese entities created 5 teams to expand the league in Asia. Slam ball creator Mason Gordon did exhaustive legwork advancing the process.
So, we have the Eastern Slam Ball League.
Uh-huh.
Super into this. Continue. That's all. Just kind of wrapping my head around this. It's gone international. Okay.
It had a huge hiatus. So it was like 2008.
Uh-huh.
There was a
big hiatus. Yeah.
No, there was like a whole season.
Oh, okay.
And then it disappeared.
Well, Sam.
And then it resurfaced in China.
I imagine because everyone who played that season is broken. Is a broken person.
Probably.
Yeah. They're knitting themselves back together. Jokes of out of the room. This is incredible.
Yeah, no.
There is a sports movie here.
Yeah,
following Gordon.
Absolutely.
And his like rise and fall of Gordon.
The Wikipedia is incredibly detailed.
Oh, because Gordon's typing.
Because Gordon's typing. It's got like all of the commercial stuff. It's super weird.
Mm.
It's got all of the stuff. After 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to find more.
Oh, is it?
I didn't say it stopped in China,
mm-hmm,
but I never found any evidence that it is still going.
Okay.
I don't know particularly why. There is a movie that was released 13 years before Slam Ball and was ultimately founded in 2002.
Wait, there's a movie?
Apparently.
They took my idea. That's what I'm saying.
It was mentioned. So I think this came from Back to the Future 2.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Slam Ball was mentioned as one of Douglas J. Needle's favorite sports during a scene that took place in 2015.
Yeah.
Which, you know, in Back to the Future 2015.
When we had high hopes and bright dreams.
Yeah, for flying skateboards. I'm not sure what movie it's referring to. It could be referring to Back to the Future. It could be that there is another movie. I did search Slam Ball movie and have not found anything yet.
So it's probably not.
Don't worry. I will keep looking.
Yes.
I'm positive there has to be a documentary. There's a documentary of fucking everything.
It turns out a lot of people have a camera.
Mm-hmm. In One Tree Hill, somebody named Nathan is offered a position on a slam ball team.
And like, just turn that down. Like, first off, it would be incredible. Turn it down, though.
Yeah, if you want to have ribs.
You know what's cooler than being on a slam ball team?
Ribs.
Walking. Yeah.
But yeah, that's really it for slam ball.
Wow.
Like, I haven't found anything else. There's a bunch of like stuff out there that just says like bring slam ball back. Like, it was very popular when it was going.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it wasn't even canceled because like of the obscene violence. It was just kind of petered out.
It sounds, Sam, very expensive.
Yeah.
To run.
Yeah. Just the insurance alone.
Yeah. And that doctor, he's not, you know, the cigarettes alone for that man or woman.
Just like Sherlocking it with like 18
nicotine
patches. This is a 16 patch problem. But yeah, wow. That's slam ball.
Slam ball.
Mm-hmm.
One thing,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we could get started here.
Can you imagine though, a bunch of Maine rednecks playing slam ball in like flannels?
Yes, and I want it. We can. They sell trampolines. We can do this.
We could do redneck slam ball. We'll get in trouble.
Yeah, by a lot of different organizations will get us in trouble.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your best mate. That's right, Sam. We went to school together and I'm in homeroom with some new news. That's right, slam ball, the sport we're talking about right now, is coming back. Oof, that's some hot news. It's set to return in 2023 after its enormous hiatus. Mason Gordon, in an interview with TMZ Sports, revealed that they had been getting a couple of offers, but that they didn't want to bring it back until the market conditions are, quote, like really optimal. And the alternate sports market right now is apparently on fire. So we're in the right friggin' place in your ear holes. And that's the news. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew slam ball is no longer dead. It's coming back in 2023. And now we're going to go back to the episode. Boom.
Slam ball? Goddamn ball. More like, that's actually the name of the movie I'm going to be making.
Slam ball, more like goddamn ball?
I think goddamn ball. The slam ball saga. secondary title, the rise and fall of Gordon, whatever his name was.
Mason Gordon. The rise and fall of the man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the Mason.
Well, then people are going to think it's like an Illuminati movie.
Is it not? Can you prove it's not?
That's the real reason slam ball got canceled. It was just going to upset the new world order.
It was too popular.
That's right.
It was a joining force.
That's right. Got to watch out for those. Gotta separate those people.
Anyway.
Speaking of separating people.
Yes, Sam? You want to give me a very careful next sentence, please? Sam? Want to look me in the eyes and just phonically back away from that sentence?
Beep. Beep. Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
And so, beep, Sam, beep. Carry on.
Carry on?
Mm-hmm.
We hope you have a wonderful
day.
Yeah.
We hope that everyone has a great day.
Oh boy. Okay. I thought you were going to lean into it.
Nope. Because why the fuck would I do that?
I don't know. But sometimes you surprise me.
I do. And that's funny, but not in this situation.
Yep. Everyone should have equal rights and equal protections and equal safety. And bye. Have
bye.
A good
we
day.
Make a podcast about sports. We'll see you next week. I am Reed.
We love you. I am Sam.
Smooches.
Smooches.
Thanks for listening to Tertiary Sports. This show was co-created by myself, Sam Workman, and Reed Bridge Koningsberg. If you loved us, do me a favor and put up a 5-star review on your favorite podcast provider. Come join the conversation on our socials, which can be found at ramshacklestudios.net. Till next time, live well and be kind. Smooches.